With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Despite the cool start to spring, many gardeners are already putting in work this season. As you plot out and plant, the Lakeland Pantry is hoping you'll keep them in mind. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
It was a natural thing for Sue Remley to give some of the produce she grows at her plot at the Lakeland Community Garden to the Lakeland Food Pantry.
You know, if you had extra whatever, there were coolers and you could put them out or put things in it, and they would take it to the food pantry on the days that they were going to be open.
That has since evolved, with the community garden now having dedicated plots to grow for the pantry. Last year, they donated more than 380 pounds of vegetables.
There are so many people that go there every week for food and just don't have access to. A lot of people don't have gardens up here, you know, because of the animals and the woods and everything else. And so we're able to produce things and donate them just because it's a good cause and they appreciate it so much.
Between what the community garden donated, along with other gardeners in the area, the Lakeland Pantry received almost 2,400 pounds of produce last year. The donations came through the pantry's Grow a Row program. It was the first year for the program that encourages people to grow extra produce or donate what they don't use to the Lakeland Pantry. Ginny Buzzell is a Lakeland Pantry board member and volunteer.
We don't want people to suffer from food insecurity, and anything that we can do to help that and help those folks, you know, we want to do that. So it's all about, you know, neighbors helping your neighbors.
Buzzell says churches, community gardens, and even a preschool participated last year.
It makes a big difference. We have recipes so they can go home and cook because they do like to cook. And then that fresh produce, it just makes up. I mean, the smiles on their face when you say, you know, would you like this or would you like this? They're like, oh, yes, 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 yes. It's so awesome.
Gardeners wanting to participate simply bring their extra produce to one of the drop-off sites, which include the pantry, JJ Acres, and Stony Creek. We have details on addresses and hours at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Fire struck a business in Land O'Lakes Saturday. The Vilas County Dispatch Center got a call at 2:28 Saturday afternoon reporting smoke at 6373 Highway 45 in the town of Land O'Lakes. That's the address of Frontier Builders. Emergency responders found a pile of wood burning behind one of the buildings, and the fire had spread into the structure. The business was closed and no employees were on scene. Comments from community members and a picture on Facebook indicated a metal building was involved. The cause of the fire remains under investigation by Land O'Lakes Fire Department and the Vilas County Sheriff's Office. The city of Hurley and a trail group say a contract has been signed to purchase the former Soo Line Railroad grade between Hurley and Montreal for a future trail. The deal with Canadian National involves 37 acres of abandoned railroad land, but money still needs to be raised to finalize the purchase. Iron County Outdoor Recreation Enthusiasts, or ICOR, says the total purchase is $175,000. $70,000 has already been raised, but another $105,000 is needed for the land purchase. The planned closing date is November 15th. The land would mostly be used for a rails-to-trail project consisting of a 3-mile paved walking and biking trail between Hurley and Montreal. The trail would connect to the existing 10-mile Iron Bell Trail, linking 5 communities, Montreal, Hurley, Ironwood, Bessemer, and Ramsey. A new study shows almost half of young children in the U.S. live in childcare deserts. In Wisconsin, 54% of residents don't have access to adequate childcare, particularly in rural areas. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The Center for American Progress says the gap percentage rises to 70% in Wisconsin's smaller communities. The center's Casey Peake says this creates a stark urban-rural divide. She notes policymakers are rightfully focused on affordability issues, given childcare costs are out of reach for most American families, but adds that's only part of the problem.
You could make childcare free for every family living in a rural community tomorrow, but that's not going to solve the access piece.
Peek says the data underscores the need for comprehensive solutions that address both cost and availability simultaneously, which starts with addressing the workforce. She says inadequate staffing leads to program closures and causes less options and higher costs for families. The average cost of child care in Wisconsin for an infant is more than $12,000 a year. For a toddler, that price increases to nearly $15,000. The average child care worker gets paid about $13.50 an hour. Haley Gibbs, also with the Center for American Progress, argues the system doesn't sufficiently prioritize children's needs. While it's often said child care helps working parents, she describes the sector as a pay-to-play system that undervalues caregivers and early educators.
That seems to really reflect a misunderstanding about child development and the needs of young children, and also the returns that children see in their education, in their health outcomes, even in their adult earnings, when they have these kinds of really enriching early opportunities.
Gibbs echoes calls for making child care professionals feel appreciated, stressing that meaningful efforts must start with better wages. She adds both state and federal lawmakers also need to address the lack of public investment that creates a chasm between what families can afford and what providers need to sustain and grow programs. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.